You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. Tomorrow in Ludington, a group of farm families will unveil the latest Northern Michigan Barn Quilt Trail. It's designed for tourists. You can drive around and see area barns with large wooden pieces painted to look like quilt squares. They represent maybe a family's heritage or an old family story, or maybe they're just designed to be visually appealing. Artist Janice Shelley is 79 years old, both a quilter and a painter, and she joins us to talk a little bit more about the art of painting quilts. Hi, Janice.
Hi there. I've been involved for 3 years when the park board invited me to paint one for the fairgrounds in Ludington. That was my first one.
For those of us who haven't seen it, can you describe for radio listeners what it is that you painted?
Well, it's a traditional, I don't know who made the design up in the first place, but it's a traditional design that was in a quilt book. And I just changed it a little bit and made it pretty bright.
And how come you did that?
Well, because I wanted people to notice it as they drove by.
So you were thinking a little bit differently as you painted a quilt for display like that than you would maybe if you were making one to hang on your wall at home?
Definitely a total different situation. You know, you're dealing with a sewing machine against a paintbrush. So you have different ideas come to mind, you know, how to do it.
So what did you, I understand you led a workshop for other families who have built now quilts for the Mason County Trail. Can you tell us a little bit about the tricks of the trade of converting a quilt pattern to paint?
Well, when they decided they wanted 10 done this summer, I knew that I couldn't do them all myself. So the people that chose to have one put on their barn didn't know how to go about doing it. So I did paint one. But the rest of them, the workshop was just to help them choose a design and color and how to get it transferred onto this the big board, 8-foot by 8-foot board. And we made a template and laid it on a projector and threw it onto the big board and penciled it in. And then it was time to start taping off what you wanted to paint first. And as one section gets done, you take the tape off and paint the tape again and paint another section until it's completed. It's a very simple way to do it, and it's just a lot of fun and very joyful to do.
Any tips on which types of quilt patterns work better than others?
Patterns with straight lines. That's unless you've got a real steady hand, it's just easier to tape off straight lines and impossible to do curves.
So as you were leading this workshop, what kinds of ideas did the families come with about how they wanted to represent their property?
Everybody has a different idea on everything that you do, you know, so that either they had a grandmother that made a quilt at some time and they wanted to take that pattern, which one fellow did, or whatever their heritage is. They may choose a design that goes along with that. And when you view these patterns that are up on the barns, you can touch the computer and it will tell you exactly why they chose those designs and really will tell you a whole bunch about it. So it's going to be quite a treat to go on the trail and see these beautiful pictures. And I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy them immensely.
And once again, that is artist and quilter Janice Shelley talking about the new Barn Quilt Heritage Trail in Mason County. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Have a joyful time looking at them.